Doctor Strange is one of the stranger Marvel comic book movies that we've seen. It doesn't have anything in common with any of the other Marvel Universe movies. It's really a magic, science fiction meditation movie that looks a lot like Darren Aronofsky's sort of strange new agey movie that nobody remembers. So this Benedict Cumberbatch, who, you know, sort of plays a variation of his Sherlock Holmes character, and Tilda Swinton, who plays against type, plays, I guess, it's sort of a difficult plot to summarize. Rachel McAdams is in there, Chiwetel Ejiofor, and Michael Stuhlbarg. But what we have here is really a film about a type A surgeon who's driven towards narcissistic success in Western medicine, loses his arms in a car crash, and he's such an intense surgeon that nothing else has meaning for his life. So he goes up into the Himalayas and learns how to enter an alternate dimension of healing. And he uses sort of mystical arts to open up time and space in ways that ultimately become relevant in saving the planet, and ideally for healing patients. It's been a critical success, and it shows, I think, the depth of hunger that the comic book crowd has needed for alternate narratives other than just good versus evil, at least playing out on a different realm than just purely kinetic or psychokinetic. So what we have here is a sort of an inventive use of special effects and a combination of Tai Chi and Feng Shui and the Eastern medicine advances, which have become sort of central tenets of Western medicine, not at the time the Doctor Strange comic books were written. And so it's a little dated in that Western medicine now readily accepts the benefits of breathing exercises and yoga and things like that on the general health of the body, even if they can't measure exactly why it's occurring, and even if they don't look at the model of chakra as the place where it occurs. And so, but this idea of a scientific revolution, sort of a shift of a paradigm towards a cellular model versus an energy-based model, this sort of radicalized new age modality, which is really seen more frequently in health than in fiction, is an interesting subject for a comic book superhero movie. And so this is maybe the first superhero that is like a super awesome yoga teacher. I think kudos to Marvel for trying something different. And I think the movie, it doesn't work to such a degree that it sort of works in other parts. So it's sort of incumbent upon the viewer to go into it with exceedingly low expectations and then just enjoy the sort of yoga comic book hero. If you go into it looking for your standard sort of Marvel structure, you're going to be disappointed. And there are some laughable scenes. It's maybe 30 minutes too long, but it's a refreshing choice of storylines to pursue. And I think it, again, shows the winding down and maybe the moving over towards Netflix and other areas where these stories can be told in longer arc structures than your sort of two-hour major explosion, sort of roundtable superhero discussion that's been occurring for the last sort of 2 years in Marvel's films.